gringa this or that gringa that, you know, mm-hmm. and they comment about something. Mm-hmm. She just turns around and answers them back. Now, when I was in Missouri, I had a neighbor ask me that how come I was fair. Mm-hmm. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, I thought all Mexicans are dark, were dark. Mm-hmm. And I said, no. I said, you find dark Mexicans. I said, and you find very fair Mexicans. Mm-hmm. In fact, in Guadalajara, most people are fair and blonde and mm-hmm. with blue eyes or green eyes. Mm-hmm. You couldn't tell that they are Mexicans.
Mm-hmm. What does the amount of Indian blood you have
anything? I guess so. It must. It must, because we are crossed with the Spaniards. Mm-hmm. Spaniards are very fair mm-hmm. and have light color eyes. Mm-hmm.
But with Mexican Americans themselves, is there much concern about, you know, fair skin or darker skin?
Well, not if a dark-skinned person is, educated and well-mannered. Like Mr. Isaira, you think Mr. Isaira, he's very dark, but he's, but he's very well-mannered, he's mm-hmm. educated, he's, well, what you would say, a gentleman. Mm-hmm. And, no, I don't think that he would be looked down on.
Yeah, there's no discrimination. Mm-hmm. Sam, something on wheels that you could put a baby in and then lie down.
A carriage?
Okay. You put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and what?
Push it.
And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's
expecting or she's pregnant.
Did people used to use that word pregnant much when you were growing up? Or did it sound sort of bad to say?
Yes, it sounded like a bad word. They would say she's expecting, or they would use some other term so we children wouldn't understand.
Uh-huh. And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for?
A midwife.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a?
Illegitimate.
Okay. Any other name?
He has a very ugly name, bastard.
Mm-hmm. What about Woods Colt or Bush Child? Did you ever hear that?
No. Uh-uh.
And say the boy has the same colored hair and eyes as his father has and the same shaped nose, you say that he what, his father? He
looks like his father, or uh-huh. he took after his father.
Mm-hmm. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking or a whipping?
Uh-huh. And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob, what?
Grew.
Okay. And you certainly have
grown.
And you could almost see him
grow.
And your brother's son would be your brother's son.
My brother's son would mm-hmm. be my nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be an
orphan.
And the person who looks after the orphan would be his legal
guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces in this town, you say, this town is full of my
relatives.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name. She looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
not related.
Or we're
are no relations.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he'd be a...
newcomer.
Okay. What if he came from a different country? He'd be a
foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
I don't think so.